And now for our look at today's business and finance, here's Sue Lannan.
Thanks, Lisa. Those signs of a further slowdown in China have put a dent in the local share market, but it's still finished at a three-month high. The All Ordinaries gained 32 points to 3,726. The ASX 200 rose 28 points to 3,776. Not surprisingly, with China's economy slowing, the resources sector lost ground. BHP Billiton dropped 1%, but Rio Tinto rose by more than 1%. Overnight, Rio defended its planned deal with Chinalco at its annual general meeting in London. Steelmaker OneSteel has cut its profit forecast by nearly half because of lower demand. It's on a trading halt as it sells shares to raise at least $560 million. Woodside Petroleum says it's reached agreement with the Western Australian government and Indigenous landowners over plans to build an LNG plant in the Kimberley. Its shares ended lower. Treasurer Wayne Swan has told Reuters he expects the government's forecasts for economic growth and the budget deficit to get substantially worse because of the global recession. Asian stocks have pulled back from six-month highs. In Tokyo, the Nikkei average ended flat at 8,755. In New York, the Dow Jones index rose more than 1% to 8,030. To the commodity, spot gold is lower at nearly $892 an ounce. West Texas crude oil is steady at just over $49 a barrel. And the Australian dollar has been dampened by those China figures. It's buying around 72.2 US cents.